In small town America, going to see a movie on a big screen usually means leaving the small town and driving to a bigger town with one of those multiple screen theater complexes. One of the more sparsely populated corners of our region gets a full dose of the movie experience later this week, though, when Fort Jones in the Scott Valley hosts the first ever Flix Fest. Flix spelled with two X's. This is a big treat for a town that is not home to a movie theater on a regular basis. Residents usually have to drive into Yreka to see shows on the big screen. Two guests to join us. Megan Peterson is the executive director of the Scott Valley Film Coalition, therefore in charge of the first ever Flix Fest, and probably wondering at this point why she did it, but here she is. Megan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
And we have with us one of the directors, or a director of one of the films as well. Ross William lives on the Oregon side in Talent, and he's the filmmaker of Self-Inflicted. Thanks for joining us, Ross.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning.
So, Megan, you've been at this for a while, I guess, in filmmaking for something like a decade and a half now. Tell us a bit about your history.
Well, I went down for my master's degree. I was going to go to law school, and my mom told me, why? You've been making movies since you were 8 years old, and thank God she knew me better than I knew myself.
That might be the first parent to ever talk their child out of law school and into film school.
Yeah, I know. So, thanks, Mom. Anyway, so went down to L.A. in 99 and did grad school down there and have been working in production ever since. So, and now I had a child, and so I've been home writing and doing stuff from home, and it's been great. So.
You're a Scott Valley native. Is that why you're in it?
My mom's twin sister was she married a fourth, fifth generation cattle rancher there, and so we always went for holidays. And she moved up there once they had an empty nest. She went up to go be near her twin sister, and once we decided to have a family, it was like, oh, free babysitting. So we come home, and I didn't, you know, L.A. I love, but it would be very difficult to raise a child. So it was wonderful to come home to no traffic, beautiful scenery, and babysitting really is a part of it.
good to know. I'm not being unfair when I talk about this as a sparsely populated area. I mean, Etna, Fort Jones, and Callahan together probably total what? Maybe 3,000 people?
Maybe, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think Etna and Fort Jones are both about 700, and Callahan's population 50, and I think Greenview, you know, some. I think combined it's probably about 3,000, somewhere in there.
And yet there is still something called the Scott Valley Film Coalition, or was that created just for the film fest?
No. We actually, we created it, part of it, as you're talking driving, actually you can't even see a movie in Yreka anymore. You have to drive to either, you know, Medford, Ashland, Mount Shasta. And I love movies, and it was like, oh, why can't we do one here? And I happened to be introduced to this man, Larry Alexander, who was also feeling the same way. And so we ended up forming the Film Coalition. So we've been doing screenings for the last year and a half and we've actually done a couple of screenings where we've brought filmmakers in, and it was to great success. And so now we're doing the film festival, which is one we're trying to do multi-parts. It's one is build some training, and so that you could do production assistance, grips. These are the people that are hired most often when you've got a traveling crew that's come through. And actually, six productions have come through in the last year, I guess. And no one's been hired locally because they don't have the training. So we're trying to build that workforce as well.
Really? So people have had to come in from other regions?
A lot of it from Medford and Reading generally is where they pull from. So, but I've had two people that have called me. One, it was a production out of Chicago, and one that was a production out of Los Angeles, a crew that had come up. And they were doing stuff on Jefferson State, and I think one was a Bigfoot one or something anyway. But I had to send them to a contact in Ashland because I didn't have anyone locally to send them. So
all right, so a little training, a little watching of films, and then 4 days of events in all. And was it 32 films? Is that what I saw as the number?
We actually have 28 films that are going to be screening, and we've also got, because we're going to be doing a table read, there were some screenplays as well. So the number is 32 projects, but 28 films.
Interesting. So with the table read, people are going to get to see movies in all
levels, all forms, storytelling in all forms. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's fun. So I mean, how hard was it to pull this together? I mean, you apparently have a few other people hiding in the woods there in the Scott Valley who have some skills like you have, but how else to bring in things that are of interest to you guys and to bring in a broader audience than the general public?
I've been to several festivals as a filmmaker. I was a judge for a number of festivals and a programmer, and so it was kind of combining that into creating our own film festival. It's a ton of work, and of course, you know, you sit there and you think, oh yeah, this would be so much fun, and then when you get down into the nitty-gritty of it, it's like, yeah, this is crazy making. But we're very excited, and I've got probably about four or five other key people that have been helping and are amazing, amazing task-oriented people. So it's been quite an experience, actually, and I like being on this side of it. I've gotten to know a number of filmmakers and reaching out to them and recruiting, and you get excited about a project, you know, even as a storyteller, just when you find films that are good, it's getting to connect with those people and, you know, showing their films to a broader audience. It does, if you like stories that much, it does invigorate you, so...
I've been giving the short name, which does not do full justice. I mean, I was calling it Flicks Fest. The two X's kind of catch your eyes, that's for sure. But it is the Jefferson State Flicks Fest.
Well, and that's where the two X's, you know, obviously it's the play on the two, the Jefferson State, so with the two X's.
Right, yeah. The sign of the double cross.
The sign of the double cross.
Megan Peterson is the executive director of the Scott Valley Film Coalition, putting on the Jefferson State Flicks Fest starting Thursday and events running through Sunday. We also have Ross William with us, a filmmaker for one of the films there called Self-Inflicted. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange with questions, comments, or experiences of your own in the filmmaking industry locally. We'd love to hear those. 800-838-3760 by phone around the region, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Ross, tell us a bit about yourself and the work you've been doing in films.
Well, I actually grew up in Scott Valley, so I'm very familiar with that area. And then I moved to Seattle to go to school, and I kind of fell in love with filmmaking while I was there. I didn't go to school for filmmaking, but then, you know, just started making movies with friends up there. And then when we had kids, we wanted to get out of the big city, and Scott Valley, Etna, was too small, so we moved to Ashland and started, you know, working and making little projects around here. And I started a little production company called X-Rats Productions, and I make, you know, local commercials and edit for other production companies and, you know, promo videos for local companies and so forth, and try to make my own films on the side. And Self-Inflicted was one we made almost 3 years ago now, and shot it in Ashland and Talent with, you know, all local crew and cast. And now it's kind of coming home to Scott Valley, and it's going to be really fun to see it there with, you know, some friends and family.
How long is it, and what's it about?
It's only about 10 minutes, mm-hmm. and it's... Let's see how to describe it.
A love story with a punch.
Yeah. The tagline, love story with a punch. It's it's about a masochist who's looking for love. Like, he is constantly beating himself up, and then...
Literally.
Yeah. So he's like, you know, we open the film with him slamming his fingers into a silverware drawer, and then... You know, but he wants a girlfriend that kind of will put up with it or will participate, and he... You know, meets a girl who kind of takes it, you know, maybe a little too far, and so that's what the movie's about.
Self-Inflicted. Okay, so yeah. I said, did you have to have stunt fingers or things like that?
No, just our actor was very, very willing. He's a local comedian, very well known around here, Levi Anderson, and he's just all in. You know, he throw himself on the ground for a laugh, and so
any broken bones or anything?
No broken bones. No, you know, we were pretty safe about everything. And
which raises the question then for you, Megan. I mean, when you're trying to put together a film festival, I mean, do you look for thematic continuity or just regional continuity? I mean, anything made within anything south of Roseburg and north of Reading basically involved here?
No, we actually we went far and wide. We've got films coming from overseas, but this one, there is a feature film that we really wanted to program called Blood Punch, and it's also kind of a sick and twisted love story, but it's a comedy, and it's a dark comedy. And this film, Self-Inflicted, when I saw it, they just totally paired. You know, it's one of those things where you're like, oh my God, this would be a great match. And I think sometimes that we get excited about programming because you see a film and then you see another film and they each feed something else into each other. And so it was like right away, it was like, oh, this is going to be great. And then when I realized also that he was local, it was kind of an added bonus to that. But no, the film is fun. It's a really just fun movie. And so it wasn't necessarily a regional thing. It was, you know, looking at the content of it and then also how it paired. But yeah, no, we've got films coming from I guess, Bangladesh and Singapore. And so it's not just a regional thing. We really looked for authentic voices and unique stories. And part of the thrust of this year's festival, the theme is embodying those kind of Jefferson ideals, you know, sort of irreverence and rebellion and kind of unique voices. So.
And I noticed that one of the film posters is entirely in Greek.
Yes.
Yes. Tell us about that one.
That one is it's the man who fed his shadow, and it's a short film. It's playing on the Sunday. It's part of the International Shorts Program. It's a very interesting film. It's this man who interrupts kind of the rich in their dinner, and he can do these magic tricks. And so he begins feeding his shadow, which strangely enough is a female shadow. And so it's kind of a very interesting revelation of what that shadow actually is. So.
Given the size of the film festival world now, and it seems like there are more and more all the time, I mean, how do you put the word out that you're starting a film festival and get submissions to people?
Well,
people?
I did a lot. I've got you know, friends that I've, and having traveled so much for work, I sent out a lot of information just via personal networks. We also have, there's two kind of major sites that you can post about your film festival. One's called Film Freeway and one is called Without a Box, that most filmmakers who are actively trying to submit to festivals, they go through the film festivals there. And so it's, you know, you have to market yourself and put yourself out there. And so I just did it through personal connections, networks, and through those sites. So.
And how many submissions that ended up with the 28 you'll be screening?
We probably had, probably close to 100 and something submissions through just the website. And then some of them personally, you know, friends would be like, oh, there's this film that might be a great fit for you guys. And so they would send. So those, I'm not exactly sure how many personally came through, but we had over 100 from the site alone.
That's kind of cool, though. You've got a big enough network that you can say to people, here's what I want to do. And they'll say, oh, you know, I got something that you don't know about, but I do, and you ought to take a look at that.
Yeah, well, you kind of, you know, and Facebook is great for that, too. It's, you know, you just put out an APB. Hey, people. So.
We're talking about the Jefferson State Flicks Fest starting Thursday in Fort Jones in the Scott Valley, and Megan Peterson is the executive director of the Scott Valley Film Coalition. Ross William is the filmmaker of the film Self-Inflicted. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about films, filmmaking, and festivals. 800-838-3760 by phone around the region if you'd like to join in. If you'd like to join in by email, send that to jx@jeffnet.org. So, Ross, you mentioned that Self-Inflicted has been out for about 3 years now. Has it played, for example, at the Ashland Festival? They used to have a locals-only thing. I don't know if they still have that.
Yeah, I entered it into the Ashland Film Festival, but it didn't get in. I have had, you know, quite a few other films play there, though. I think the last one was called Necrotic, which is a little short zombie film that I made. And then it did show locally at a film festival, the Killer Valley Film Festival, which is more horror sci-fi type.
right place for a zombie
film.
Yeah.
But yeah, so.
So what are you working on anything really in long form? I mean, Necrotic sounds like it was short too.
Yeah. Well, there's this documentary that I actually showed a few years back at the Ashland Film Festival. It's a feature length, but I'm still editing it because it's just kind of like a lifelong project. It's a very personal film about like becoming a father for the first time. And so that's kind of still on my editing, you know, back burner.
You're not referring to it by title, does it have?
Well, it was called The Turning Point when we showed it at the Ashland Film Festival, but I think I'm changing the title now. And
it's at The Turning Point.
I mean, I've written some features, and you know, I have plans to make a feature eventually, but it's, you know, it's just such a huge undertaking that I'm kind of working up to it still. There's a, you know, a short film that I'm hoping to shoot here in the next few months. Just because I'm getting that itch again. It's been a while since I've made a film for myself. I've been working a lot on, you know, corporate, you know, business type stuff. So
I hear you in the documentary stuff. Megan, have you worked on documentaries too?
I have. I've done a lot with documentaries. Actually, my bread and butter job is doing writing and producing for documentary and reality programming. So I work a lot in the nonfiction world, and then was a programmer actually for the International Documentary Awards. And juror, I guess, for those, and so watched a ton of documentaries. I love documentaries.
I can't imagine how much more work that must be, though, than feature stuff. I mean, you're not dealing with things like costumes necessarily and all the other accoutrements that'll come with a feature film. But then you got all this material you have to work with and try to get down into a coherent whole.
Each have, that's true. They each have their own, you know, it's they really do have their own difficulties. You know, with the difference is documentary is not a controlled format. So, and where you're doing a feature film in general, in theory, it should be a controlled format. You know, you have a certain number of pages that you're trying to get through a day, and you've got usually a lot more personnel that you need to wrangle. Usually it's, you know, there's, you've got talent, actual actors that have certain needs and requirements. And so you have a whole different kind of personnel management. Whereas documentary, what, you know, what can happen, and you go out with a shooting outline or a treatment, and it's something that you think you're going to go out and get. And then, you know, that's 100 things you've asked for, and, you know, maybe 80 of them don't show up. And then 10 of them show up totally different than you imagined. And then the last 10 are like the most, even better than you could have expected. And so you've just got to be able to roll with those. And it's like, okay, that's where the story's taking me, and that's where I got to go. So it's a little bit more of a spontaneous kind of relationship with storytelling, I think, than in the narrative world.
Which is very much like journalism, which is described as like having a dinner party for 20 people and you have 11 chairs and food for 14.
Exactly. But somewhere in there is going to be a really good story.
That's
so.
Right, exactly. The Jefferson State Flicks Fest coming to the Scott Valley this weekend, Thursday through Sunday. Megan Peterson, the executive director, Ross William from the film Self-Interest here, Self-Inflicted, sorry, here on the Jefferson Exchange. So let's talk about some of the other films you have in here. Looks like your opening night feature is called The Great Alone.
The opening night feature I am super excited about. It is, talking about documentary, it is an epic documentary. It's the epic underdog story. It's shot in some of the most amazing landscape. It's in, you know, the Alaskan tundra, so it's just breathtaking on a widescreen. And it's the story of Lance Mackey, who's the only 4-time consecutive winner of the Iditarod, and he will be coming with the film, as well as his sled dog, Amp, and his mother, who is also part of the documentary, Kathy Smith, who's a musher in her own right. She will be there as well. And so that's pretty exciting. You know, you're going to get to see this amazing film, and then you watch this man's very personal story, and then you get to ask him about it. And that's kind of a very exciting event, I think, for Fort Jones, for the whole area, the region, really. It's the access to him is going to be pretty amazing.
Let's take that aside, because there is no, as we pointed out, there's no movie theater in Wairika anymore, and certainly no movie theater in Fort Jones. So where are you able to show the films?
Well, we are, as part of, you know, the Jefferson State Flicks Festival, we're sort of a little unorthodox. And so we took over an old tire shop, and we now have a massive screen and 5.1 surround sound. And we have some couches as some of our seating. We've got, you know, folding chairs. It's a little, it's laid back. We like to say it's where you can wipe your boots on the red carpet. And, and so it's, but it's fun. And it, I mean, the projection is beautiful and the sound is beautiful. And so it's a makeshift theater, but a real one. So.
And this is the Rec in Fort Jones.
This is the Rec, yeah. It's at 11236 North Highway 3, and it's right next to the Chevron station.
Can't miss it.
Yeah, that's how you give directions in Scott
Everything
Valley.
Everything by the Chevron station?
Either by the Chevron station or, you know, by the school or the library. No one knows street names. You just kind of...
Oh, that's right. You're right, right, right. So, but you also have some events in Callahan as well, is that right?
We have one, and that's actually where Ross's film is going to be playing. It's going to be a special Friday night screening in Callahan, and that one's going to be just kind of a darkly twisted, fun night. They're doing a barbecue, and there's going to be music, and then also the screening. So
Self-Inflicted, which you already described as a masochist.
And Blood Punch. Love.
And blood, yeah, so Blood Punch. What's Blood Punch about?
Blood Punch is a really fun genre-busting. I like to call it if Quentin Tarantino were to have directed Groundhog's Day, yeah. but it's kind of a love story with a twist, I guess. But it's also, it's totally genre-busting, kind of neo-noir. And this guy is caught into this love triangle, this very sort of twisted love triangle. He's a chemist, and so he's brought in sort of Breaking Bad style he's supposed to cook the drugs, you know, for one day and then get out, and he gets wrapped up into this crazy scenario that's a lot of fun. It's a fun ride.
As I look at the list of other films you have here, there's a feature film, Cotton, on Friday night, and then you have three feature films on Saturday evening. Feature 1, 2, 3. Feature 3 is a world premiere. Fairyville. Tell us about
it. That one is a pretty edgy film. I love it. It's beautifully shot. It's from Singapore, and it's kind of a bleak perspective of the world and sort of where, you know, it's this group of students and sort of their idealism is smashed when a sort of stranger comes into their high school, and it's, you know, it's about anarchy and all of that kind of stuff. But it's a gorgeous movie, and it will be getting distribution at some point in the U.S. He was working on that, but he submitted it because he said, we love the idea that it's an unorthodox festival and that, you know, you're looking for individual voices. And I said, well, that's great. So you're a perfect fit then. That'll be showing after Wildlike, and then we also have that night The Truth About Lies, which is a super fun romantic comedy. So, and Wildlike is a very tense drama, so you can go from, you know, laughing to crying to feeling sad for the world.
So what are you charging for like all ticket passes, if there is such a thing, and what are your hopes for attendance?
Well, we are for the full festival to come for all of our events, it's $60 for a full weekend pass. It's $20 for a day pass, and then if you want to come to just individual screenings other than opening night, it's $7. Opening night is just a day pass at the $20. So far to opening night, we're about two-thirds sold out already, and so we're hopefully I'm hoping we'll get between 60 to 100 people at everything.
So it's a fairly modest scale all the way through.
Yeah.
All right. You can find more details at flicksfest.org, or just find that link through our website at jeffexchange.org. Everything at the Rec, except for the events at Callahan. The Rec is on was next to the Chevron station we established in Fort Jones. Jefferson State Flicks Fest coming Thursday through Sunday. Megan Peterson is the executive director of the Scott Valley Film Coalition. Ross William is the filmmaker of Self-Inflicted and other works as well. Thank you both for joining us in the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you. Us.